Hi, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Compassion Dakini, how are you? Hi, caller, are you on?
Hello.
Hello, hi there, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim, how are you? This is Lama.
Excuse me, what is your name? Yes?
Is this the Dakini Compassion?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, hold on. Hi, this is Kim. Hello?
Sorry. Yeah, no, sorry. I'm just listening.
Hi. This is Kim. Compassion Dakini. How are you?
I'm just going to listen because I'm in a very loud place, so I can't talk.
Okay. All right. You can just listen, and I'll just mute your microphone, okay?
Okay. I just want to listen.
Okay. And 718-679... Hello, can you tell me who you are?
Oh, my name is Chakla Lama. I'm calling from New York, and I heard that there's a course going on.
Yes, yes. And today we are going to talk to Patty. Patty, are you on?
Yes,
Patty,
I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Patty?
Yes,
I'm here, Kim. Namaste, enough love and blessings, Dashi Delight, to you and all the listeners out there in Love Talk Radio Land.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
So, Patty, tell us. So, welcome to the show, and I hope you enjoy the music. That was actually it's very interesting how the music just kept going, and I said, wow, this is going to be an great, awesome day. So, Patty, tell us about yourself and
You're breaking up, Kim.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. Tell us about the healing herb.
Could you repeat the question? You broke up for a while.
Tell us about healing. What do you know about healing? And what is your company? And what is your philosophy on healing?
Wow. Healing Blends, start with my company, is a company that seeks to nurture body, mind, and spirit. We believe that ultimate health lies in the harmony and balance of the physical, emotional, and spiritual existence. So, of course, with our life challenges, this path of wellness is often not a very smooth one, whether it be infant syndrome or day-to-day life in terms of relationships, demand, balance, and so at some point or other, we inevitably encounter difficulties or challenges in health that any one of these claims that I mentioned. So healing really is about aiding a person back on their path of wholeness. It's tending to their body, mind, and spirit. When body, mind, and spirit are in harmony, we are really at our healthiest, you know. And of course, health is a priceless thing. It's a priceless thing that we should really nurture on this earth's journey. Healing Blends, we have products that are topical as well as internal for body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah. And how did you decided to, like, what type of ingredients to put in your products that promote, you know, the body, mind, and the spirit? Like, what inspired you to create this homemade goodness?
Well, I'm from Jamaica, and in Jamaica, we don't have a CVS or a Walgreens on every corner of the street. So when we are challenged with, an ache or a pain, stomach ache, or anything like that, we go into our backyard and we, call the herbs that are there and we use them to our best knowledge. I strongly believe that, plants are natural healers in and of themselves. You know, and they really, really seek a symbiotic relationship with human beings. I believe that they're really put on this planet to assist human beings.
Yes.
So that being said, I use essences of oils from plants and flowers.
Yeah.
In the things that I make.
What is your top three favorite herbs or plants or the trees that you find the most medicinal effect? What are your three top three that you love, that you can't live without? Patty?
A really, really tough question. But if I had to choose three, I would say lavender.
What are the benefits of lavender before you start? Why lavender and what are the benefits of lavender?
Lavender, well, let's put it this way. Before there was antibiotics invented, for surgery use.
Yes.
They would clean all the hospital rooms with lavender because of its high antiseptic quality.
Oh, really?
So, yes. Before Dr. Lister, invented antibiotics, lavender was extensively used in the hospitals to clean the rooms.
Oh.
So, yes. lavender is, if you had to go out to buy one particular oil.
Yes.
In fact, I think all people who work in emergency centers and trauma should always have a bottle of essential oil of lavender with them, because it helps people with going through trauma. It helps to calm the mind.
Wow. Okay. That's a very good thing.
I mean, there's so much to be said about lavender.
Uh-huh.
You know, we could spend this whole show talking about lavender.
Okay, let's not spend the whole show. Okay, what? tell us your number two.
And then I would definitely add rosemary to it, because it's such a very rejuvenating oil. In fact, a little history on rosemary is it used to be used to preserve meats in the very, very olden days, middle days.
Uh-huh.
And the woman would notice how well, you know, after applying rosemary, it would keep the meat. So they thought to themselves, my goodness, if it's curing the meat and keeping the meat as well, what would it do to my skin?
Ah.
I would definitely add rosemary. And then, of course, good old tea tree oil.
Really?
Yes, tea tree oil with its antifungal quality. So there you have my three.
Okay, so those are your mostly essential oil. What would be the most beneficial essence of, like, flowers, for instance? What are your top three essence for flowers and floral scents or fruity scents?
I don't do a lot with fruity scents.
Uh-huh.
I don't do fragrances. I do essential oils. Because I find that fragrances on a whole they're like synthetically made. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Whereas the essential oils bring with it the DNA of the actual plant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So so tell us if there are a lot of our listeners out there who can't handle a lot of synthetics and paraffin that are in our normal showers, gel, shampoo, because they have sensitive skin. What do you recommend that they use? And, you know, what are your recommendations of, instead of turning to synthetic and go for more natural, homemade stuff that are, you know, in the farmer's market? Because I know you work in the farmer's market and you're very, very busy. I could just tell. And because your product is mostly made with goodness and knowing your spiritual path and who you are as a person, I'm sure that there's a lot of awesome energy that's in the product. But anyways, besides that, why do people need to really invest in something that's organic and it's pure for them? Because it's kind of expensive compared to, you know, a lot of the cheaper paraffin and all that stuff that's in our shampoo. Can you just talk to us about that?
Well, you know, Kim, basically we are who we eat, and we are what we use on our skin. And the more natural and the closer that you can live to Mother Earth is the better it is for you, because the earth is from which we came.
Uh-huh.
If you think about the things that are put in, a regular bar of commercial soaps, there are five known things that cause allergens. And the number one is the sodium lauryl sulfate, which gives the soap its lathering body. You know,
huh.
But at the same time, it breaks down the grease and the grime, but
uh-huh.
It also breaks down our acid mantle, which is that protective layer on our skin.
Wow.
You know? So
yeah.
you need to read the labels. I encourage you all out there to read your labels a little bit more. Sodium lauryl sulfate is, you know, a number one allergen for people with skin problems, and so is fragrance. You know, as I say, a lot of fragrances are made in chemical labs to smell like something. So, for instance, Kim would have a lab, and she likes lavender, so she blends up something that to smell like lavender. And then Henry would have his chemical lab, and he's going to be blending up, you know, what his perception of lavender smells like. Yeah, so there are many different lavender-type fragrances out there. Fragrances, okay? The bottom line is a fragranced oil carries no healing quality with it. You know, it's synthetically made, it carries no healing quality with it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're getting it straight from the plant, it's carrying the plant's DNA and the efficacy of that plant.
Huh. Okay.
So be careful that you're not buying soaps or other cosmetic items with fragrance.
So what is number three?
Yes.
What is the number three? If one is the sodium sulfate, number two is fragrance. So what's
fragrance,
number three?
Yes, and then there is what they call a cocomide. You might see it listed as cocomide or nynol or calamide, and it's actually a detergent that's made from coconut. It's not the pure coconut oil. It's a detergent that's made from coconut. So this is also item that causes allergic reaction in a lot of people. And of course, number four is paraben. Paraben is the preservative. Yes, paraben is the preservative.
And then the last one.
The last one is like the esters and the aldehydes and the amines that are added there, just to boost the fragrance of a soap, you know, boost the fragrance of a cosmetic product.
Wow. So they put the bleach in the soap to bleach out the fragrance, which is synthetic. So that's a lot of chemical in a bar of soap that you put on your skin. And your skin
There are many chemicals in a commercially made soap, and they're also made from recycled fat, which could be, you know, anything like, you know, the oil that your French fries are fried in, or the pork rinds, or anything like that. You know, as opposed to the soap that we make at Healing Blend, it's a raw product. It's made in the time fashion, old fashioned way of the cold press process method.
I see. So, tell us if people are interested in getting your product. How do they do it? Can you tell us your website and your email or something if they need to call you or email you with questions or get some of your products? How do they do that?
The website is healingblends.net, and, you know, it's healingblends@earthlink.net, or you can send us an email directly from the website. The website, when you visit it, you will see that it's broken up into three categories: body, mind, and spirit. We also carry Tibetan cheese and incenses and certain health supplements.
Go ahead.
Yes, we also carry the raw shea butter from Ghana.
Wow, raw shea butter from Ghana.
Raw shea butter from Ghana. Shea butter is the basis of our soaps. Shea butter, olive oil, and oatmeal oils. But Healing Blends is not just about soap making. you know, our soaps. We blend oils here. We have a line of essential oils. We blend oils for certain remedies like back pain, sore muscle, pimples, allergy, cold and flu. I have a new one coming. It's an immune system boost oil. Then we have oils for diffusing as well as massaging.
Okay. So what is your blend for compassion?
I'm actually working on a blend for compassion, but if you wanted to use our Blue Mountain blend, which is a very comforting blend, that one would work very well. It's a wonderful, wonderful line. And my whole line of diffuser oils is based on names of places in Jamaica where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
So Blue Mountain blend is it's got like star anise and orange and cinnamon, very
uh-huh.
spicy, lime and patchouli, spearmint, and of course lavender, and cypress and some basil.
So what is your meaning of compassion as you are putting all these oils together? What is your philosophy on compassion?
Define compassion.
What is compassion? What's the Jamaican word for compassion?
It is, you know, compassion. And while we're on compassion, I really just have to tell you how much I love your name, Compassion Dakini.
Uh-huh.
And if you won't let me share that name with you, my dear friend, at the very least, I strive to emulate the essence of what that name brings. It's such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
But compassion, and now you've opened up another topic that we could go on and on forever. What is compassion?
Your definition.
Okay. I would, compassion is, it is that seed, it's a seed of healing and love that we sow through having respect, responsibility, and a genuine concern towards all living things and all sentient beings. It's that one love, you know, it's that Jamaicanness. I have to come back to this. It's that one love that exists among us as brothers and sisters, as, you know, brethren and sistren. I could go on and on with compassion.
Well, it's
necessary to healing. It's got a healing quality to it.
Yeah.
And it's really necessary for the healing of relationships with ourselves,
yes.
with others, with humanity, and with our Mother Earth. That to me is, I think I've covered all the bases. That to me is compassion in a nutshell.
Wow. And that is basically how you... when I think of healing blend, I just think like you're the alchemist, right? So you get all these disease or all these colds and all these problems, right? And then here you are. You transform them, or you transform the cold into gold, or you transform the amazing diseases and some to something that's healthy and that's beautiful, and that's all about the healing. So, and it's always so great to know what is the meaning of the person's philosophy of what they do behind what they do for their job and what is their passion, because compassion is really about living out your passion. So I really appreciate you being on our show and talking to us about your products and giving us some great ideas to keep in mind for those of us who have sensitive skins and with allergy, and just knowing that with the customers out there who go to Patty, you are very, very lucky to have her in Hollywood, Florida, where you could go to her every weekend to get these amazing soaps being made. And I just want to let your customers know that they are very, very blessed to have your soap and your treasures of gold, the nectar of life which you create, Patty. And that's what you basically create with the oils that you do. So thank you so much. You are definitely a compassion Dakini, and the Dakini is a pulse that vibrates at a higher frequency with lots and lots of compassion. So thank you so much, Patty, for being on our show and just to talk to us about your passion. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel blessed when I can be a part of healing in any way. You know, it's such an honor for me when someone comes to me with a health challenge. You know, as I say, it's not just about soaps. That was my beginning, but it's far encompassing, more than soaps.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And we are more than just
about
what
the Tibetan tea.
Yeah. I said, and we are more than just what is, you know? It's like every one of us have an impact in each other's lives. So it's just, I'm just very blessed that you and I have met and you and I have became friends and you and I, you know, have known each other for 4 years now. So I'm very blessed to have known you, and I just feel tremendously proud what you do, Patty, and I think it's totally amazing. I'm very, I don't know, proud, is that the right word? But like, woohoo! You know?
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. It's like the alchemist, you know? It's like, wow, meet an alchemist. It's like, yeah. You know?
Well, oils are my passion. I love oils. They speak to me in such a special way. They whisper things to me. So it's just like flowers, you know?
Yes. So, yes. Patty, thank you so much, as our show is coming into an end right now. And thank you for all the listeners out there. And thank you, Lama, who's still on the line, still listening to the show. I really appreciate you. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, thank you so much for explanation about the healing and compassion. And I would like to say, Patty, for to tell about the balance of the energies, and so she's the one that she brings the ideas, the knowledge and wisdom about the East to West, particularly the Tibetan healings. Healing stuff like the oils and herbal medicines. And what I concerned, what I have knowledge is that, you know, the medicines and the philosophy and compassions and that she brings, and she connect in West, and particularly in a community, in family, in business, as well as social service. So I'm very happy, and you know, I hope she will do more and more. And at the same time, she sponsored for the orphanage for the children who study in India and Nepal abroad, and. Yeah, and she will. I hope she will bring more teachings. You know, like Buddhist teachings, like healings and yoga, energy. So I would like to say thank you very much.
Well, You're welcome. I just want to say this is that I hold with the highest regards what it is that Tibet and the culture of Tibet has to offer the world in terms of spirituality and the healing. And so that's why I bring these teas in from Tibet and the massage oils and the creams and the incenses, because I see firsthand how the effect people who do add them to their health regime, you know. And it's my pleasure and it's my honor that I can offer this and bridge that gap. You know, it really is. I passionately enjoy what I do, and I just thank those Tibetans too who embraced what I'm doing and support and are willing to come here to Florida to teach and to share, you know, their ideas of healing and spirituality. Because it goes, you know, hand in hand with the concept of healing blend. You know, body, mind, and spirit has to be balanced. That's when we're healthiest, that's when we're wealthiest. Because our health is the most priceless thing that we can have on this earth. I thank you so much for this time, Kim, and for calling in Takla.
So Takla Lama, is that your name?
Yes.
I just want to let you know, Tuesday Che, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to talk to you on the show and calling in. You're actually my first Lama on this.
Hello.
And I am so honored. Tufe Che, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. You too.
Tufe Che. I don't know what else to say except
Tufe Che.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right? So it's kind of cool for the listeners out there who's going to be listening to the show in the archive. But to come back to Nikini, it's not the name from a Tibetan bun, and it's about a Nikini, which is woman's female energy or the great being that shares compassion. The greatest thing is just to love compassionately and understand people's suffering and do the best that they can to promote wellness and free others from suffering. And that is what compassion is all about. So when I first started this show, I figured, you know, it's just one pulse. And what is a pulse? And in Tibetan medicine, we call a pulse is a dakini. So if we set a vibration to a pulse, and that pulse is on with a dakini, with a beat in mind of helping, serving, bringing joy, looking at the positivity, looking at the highest good for others, even though right now might be a little bit clouded. But we always try to embrace whatever it is. So that's what Compassion Dakini is about. And what we do is we interview people who really live that pulse. And I'm very fortunate to have known people all over the world that, you know, come on our show. Sometimes we have people from Turkey. Sometimes we have people from Egypt. Sometimes we have people from Jamaica, you know. Sometimes we have people from Africa, Tanzania. It's just wherever. And I just want to let the listeners out there know that there is just so many beautiful pulses, so many beautiful people who actually just loving and sharing the best part of themselves. They are living extraordinary when it's really, you know, they're doing ordinary things, but actually they're extraordinary because of their heart, of the passion to serve for the highest good of all. So, Tekle Lama, I Tuesday Che for calling in the show and being the first Lama on the show. I'm glad that you came and blessed our show, and thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Patty, for being on the show, and thank you, Lama, for being on the show. I wish you have a great afternoon today, and for all the listeners out there, if you are listening to the nighttime like we are in Germany, have a wonderful night, sweet dreams. And if you're listening to this in the late afternoon, you know what? Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the ride and breathe deeply, exhale fully, and just be glad that you're alive. So Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.